From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea is following a familiar pattern of defiance in response to new international sanctions imposed upon the country for conducting its fourth nuclear test. The latest provocation began Friday morning with Pyongyang firing two medium-range ballistic missiles into the sea. One of the Rodong missiles, which has the potential to reach Japan, appeared to have exploded mid-flight. The launches, which are a violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, occurred one day after the United States announced further sanctions against Kim Jong-un's government. The World Health Organization reports that an outbreak of yellow fever in Luanda, the capital of Angola, has now spread to seven other provinces, as well as to the Democratic Republic of Congo and to Kenya. The WHO is calling for a large-scale vaccination campaign to stop the spread of the disease. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the number of confirmed deaths from yellow fever in Angola now stands at 146, with 885 suspected cases. The UN agency says outbreaks of yellow fever in an urban setting are generally more dangerous and difficult to contain because the disease can spread easily from one person to another. It says a largely unvaccinated population that is bitten by infected mosquitoes can trigger an epidemic. Vaccination is the most important preventive measure against yellow fever. The mosquito that transmits yellow fever is the same one responsible for the Zika virus, dengue fever, and chikungunya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Mohammed Jamal Quais, a 26-year-old American who said he has defected from the Islamic State group, has admitted that he, quote, wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the militant group in the Middle East this year. He said he made a bad decision to go with a girl and to go to Mosul. In a related story, a U.S. man will spend up to 22.5 years in prison for trying to recruit terrorist fighters and raise funds for Islamic State. A federal judge in Rochester, New York, sentenced Mufid El-Fege on Thursday. He was caught trying to help two informants to go to Syria in 2014 to join up with IS. U.S. President Barack Obama's trip to Cuba is being anticipated by many as a historic chance to thaw relations with Havana. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the president will arrive in Cuba Sunday with new regulatory reforms in place that will make it easier for Americans to visit.
We believe that engagement, including greater trade, travel, and ties between Americans and Cubans, is the best way to help create opportunity and spur progress for the Cuban people. And that's why, as part of his visit, the president will meet with civil society leaders, including human rights activists, who give voice to the aspirations of the Cuban people.
Both Democrat and Republican lawmakers will join Obama on the trip, though many in Congress still oppose the trip, as well as the overall thawing of relations. Cuban-American Ileana Ross Leitanen is a congresswoman from South Florida.
The leader of the free world has chosen a legacy shopping photo op, enjoying a baseball game with a murderer and a thug.
Obama's three-day visit will make him the first sitting U.S. president to visit the island in nearly 90 years. Unknown attackers fired rockets at a natural gas plant in southern Algeria on Friday. There were no reports of casualties. In January 2013, Islamist attackers attacked a gas plant in eastern Algeria. About 40 workers were killed then. Wildlife officials in Kenya say that a lion has escaped from the Nairobi National Park and attacked a man on a busy city road on Friday. Mohammed Yusuf has more.
In recent years, the ever-expanding capital, which now counts 5 million people, has threatened the Nairobi sanctuary. Park officials say animal escapes and sittings are not new, but just getting more attention. However, they will be investigating a pattern they have seen in recent months of animals heading into residential areas away from their usual routes. In February, four lions spent a whole day wandering around different residential areas of the city, but no one was injured. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
That's the latest world news from VOA.